How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello and welcome to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler and I'm coming to you from Salt Lake City's 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts, where I write resumes and provide job search training and outplacement and resume writing and LinkedIn profile development for executives here in Utah and all across the country. I want to introduce today a 5-part series. I call it a simple research plan for executive job search success. Today, I'm going to introduce part 1. So start here, listen for the rest as they are published every week. So a simple research for your executive job search success. If you've been in the executive job search market a while, you might be wondering what it takes to get noticed and hired by the right company. In fact, the longer you've been searching, the more frustrated you probably are becoming. One reason you might be failing to earn recognition in the executive job search marketplace is that you cannot clearly articulate what you want to do and in which industry you want to do it. So let's talk about a simple plan that helps you focus and makes you memorable. So for today, step 1, part 1, figure out what you want to do. On the face of it, this is obvious. You want an executive job, probably related to your prior experience. Yes, you might be at the point where any job looks good, as long as it's not what you're doing now, or maybe just delivers a reliable paycheck. But the answer is going to be much more complicated than that. Remember, you need to be realistic about your goals and understand that neither industries nor companies are going to bend to your wants and needs until you prove your value to them. So here's your plan. Do some free writing or engage in some unfettered speculation about the solutions you want to contribute. So write your own ideal job description for the kind of job you want. Describe the title of the position, the type of company, the location, the responsibilities, the compensation, and all the things that go with it. Second, identify which of your skills are most marketable to a prospective employer. Make a list of those skills: customer service, sales, technology, communication, whatever they might be. Clarifying your skills this way will help not only in your job search, but also help you understand the gap analysis, what skills and training and education you don't have yet, and furthermore, what you should be emphasizing on your resume. So answer these questions. Finally, what are you good at? What are you not so good at? What do you like doing? And what skills do you need to stay updated, to be modern, to be current in this employment marketplace? That was step 1 to your simple research executive job search plan. So take a look for the next episode, which is going to be part 2 of this, and make sure you're listening to these in order. If you have any questions or thoughts, feel free to reach out to me, Amy Adler, at 801-810-5627. I love when people call me up and tell me they've been listening. It happens all the time. It warms my heart. So if you have questions about your own job search, feel free to send them my way. I look forward to talking to you. Thanks so much, and thanks for listening.